I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
By the time he starred in the 1972 epic The Godfather, Marlon Brando had already carved himself into the American consciousness as an intense and moody method actor. But he was also a champion of native issues. Brando rejected his Oscar for his role as a mafia chieftain to protest the state of Indian affairs in America.
Don Corleone. I mean, what a masterpiece.
Vernon Belcourt is director of the AIM Grand Governing Council based in Minneapolis, which coordinates activities across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. He recalls how in 1978, Brando joined AIM's The Longest Walk event in Washington, D.C., then invited some leaders to his hotel room. Brando called up the Washington Post to tell them he was in town. Belcourt says a reporter and photographer arrived shortly afterwards.
I didn't bring you up to talk to me, he said. I used that as a ruse to get you up here to talk to these Indian leaders. He says, you won't believe, he said, you just can't imagine what happens to these people on a daily basis that we would never experience in a lifetime. We loved them very much.
Belcourt says Brando was involved in a project to make a movie based on Dee Brown's book, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. He adds Brando gave financial and emotional support for the occupiers of the Wounded Knee site in South Dakota during the 1970s. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.